In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear family and friends of our dearly departed sister Krista, grace and peace are yours through our dear Lord Jesus Christ from God the Father. In the three readings today, we see a common theme. Job knew that his Redeemer lives. St. Paul knew that he had an eternal weight of glory coming his way. Martha knew that Jesus had the power to raise the dead. The common theme that connects all three of these people is a firm and unshakable confidence in Jesus. Despite the terrible losses Job faced, his children, his livelihood, Job would not be swayed from his confidence in a living Redeemer that would one day raise his body from the dead. Despite an immense amount of suffering that St. Paul faced in his life, imprisonments, beatings, stonings, shipwrecks, and even a death sentence, he knew that all of that was temporary and not even worth comparing with what was to come to him in glory. Despite the fact that Martha's brother Lazarus had been dead 4 days, she knew that Jesus could and would raise him from the grave. One of the best things that a pastor gets to do is to visit his people who are in desperate need of reassurance, to bolster their confidence in the promises that God made to them in baptism. It is a joy to see this confidence take hold in someone, especially as they suffer near the end of life. It is a confidence that casts out death and hell, and it is the armor that a Christian wears to fend off the attacks of the devil. But when I would go and visit Krista to give her that confidence using God's word and feeding her with the very body and blood of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins, it was often I who walked away encouraged. Krista lived a hard life. She battled cancer on and off. She spent a lot of time in and out of the hospital. Her life was not luxurious. But Krista had something far more precious than all of that. A confidence in Christ's power to save her and to raise her up from the dead. This was a confidence that would not be shaken. Even when she began to suspect that her cancer had come back and had spread, she was confident that Jesus could and would rescue her from it. And this is the promise that Jesus made to her in the waters of her baptism. In the opening of our service this morning, we confessed that truth, the truth to which Krista clung for dear life, that she was baptized into the death of Jesus. And because of that baptism into Jesus, she was also made a partaker in the resurrection of Jesus. Krista knew that Jesus stands by his promises. And the reason she knew this is because she made the Word of God a priority. She loved to do her devotions from the portals of prayer. She loved to have me come and visit and bring her the Word of God. And because she'd become convinced over her years of being in the Word of God that God's Word was unfailing, she was confident in Christ. Jesus says, "If you abide in my Word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." The Holy Spirit who guided Krista from the time of her baptism also guided her into the truth of God's word in order to set her free from sin, from death, and from the power of hell, and even the fear of those things. This confidence in Jesus is what caused Krista to live her life the way that she did. She loved you guys very dearly. She talked about you a lot. When her great-grandson was baptized here earlier this year, she was so thrilled that her prayers were answered. She continued to pray for each of you that you would find the same home that she had in the Word of God and in His church, so that you would have the same confidence that she has. This confidence also caused Krista to love her neighbors. She told me that they called her grandma because they loved her so much. And she'd even made friends with some of the kids in the apartment complex. But most especially, this confidence enabled Krista to see the very body and blood of Jesus under the bread and wine of Holy Communion. For her, this was the medicine of immortality. As Jesus fed Krista his body and blood, which were broken and shed for her upon the cross, he was inoculating her against death. In our gospel reading, we heard Jesus say, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Krista clung to these promises of Jesus that are wrapped up in Holy Communion because she knew that in eating the body and blood of her risen Lord Jesus, she too would be raised from the dead. People loved by God, Jesus' resurrection is what will cause the resurrection of Krista. We are about to lay her body in the grave across the road, but one day, when the Lord Jesus returns, he will call her out of the grave just as surely as he called Lazarus out of his grave. And when she is raised, she will be raised to immortality. She will no longer be subjected to sin or cancer or the frailty of her body or even death. Her mortal body will be raised incorruptible, just like the body of Jesus, just like the body on which she fed in this life. And you, like Krista, may be confident in that promise of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.